It's a pleasure to be here because, for me, the Spectator has been a companion since my boyhood days. I remember coming across the first copy of the Spectator that I ever read when Alexander Chancellor was the editor in the 1970s and 1980s. And I had the feeling then that I was eavesdropping on a set of the most interesting conversations taking place anywhere in the world. And I've always had that sense ever since then. Thursday morning is one of the most exciting days in my calendar because it gives me an opportunity to prize open the pages of The Spectator and to rejoin those conversations. And The Spectator has championed the best writing, I think, in British journalism consistently for decades now. And of course, if we think of the names, James Forsyth, Charles Moore, Andrew Neil himself, Fraser, who populate its pages, then we all know that they're the voices to whom we pay the most attention when we're considering the fate of our country. But I think it's also important on this occasion that I should acknowledge the huge contribution made by the backroom boys and girls at The Spectator. And I wanted in particular to acknowledge the superb job that's done by Mary Wakefield as deputy editor, the wonderful work that's done by Freddie Gray, the great work that is done by Mark Amory, the literary editor. It's often those whose bylines don't appear in a magazine who are the heart and soul of the title. So can we all congratulate them on the work that they've done? There's another reason that I love The Spectator, and that's because it is the model for the type of Britain that I want to build. When people ask me, what is it that you hope to achieve as Education Secretary? I say, I want England, after I've left office, to be more like The Spectator. Does that mean that I want Boris Johnson in charge for 6 years? And half the women in senior positions to experience the huge surge in general well-being that he brought to their lives?